Suicide, no matter how you speak about it, is one of the most painful things that a family can go through. The grief and the pain that it leaves, as well as so many unanswered questions. Here's where our Catholic faith can shed much light on this subject and can help us find clarity, specifically the questions, what happens to a soul that commits suicide? Does it go to hell? Is there any chance that it can go to purgatory or even heaven? We will look at these questions, especially through the eyes of Maria Sima, as well as other purgatory testimonies. If you would like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Now let's get right into this. Maria Sima has asked directly, what happens to people who commit suicide? Have you been visited by any? She responds, yes, I have, by many. What happens to them depends entirely on why they did it. Many people have come to ask about them, but until now, only one has been lost. In the great majority of cases, the more responsible are those others who were possibly guilty of defaming them, or who refused to help them, or who pushed them into a corner, and due to this, they short-circuited. In such cases, others are again more responsible. They themselves do, however, regret having done so, and often it is due to illness. If one handles a healthy person correctly, he normally does not do this. The Church has come a long way in acknowledging that many, if not most, of the people that commit suicide do so because of mental illness or because of other strains that are simply difficult for us to understand. They are in a place of pain, and they are wanting relief from that pain, and they are not in a place of thinking clearly. For this reason, we must obviously pray and support those that have suicidal ideation, those that have these temptations. We must pray for these people because the devil, who does not care about mercy, who does not care about the rules, attacks these people viciously, and we must help them through our prayers and our support. Also, for those that are in purgatory for having committed suicide, or whatever are the reasons why they're there, some of you perhaps are being called to pray for this particular group of people. Now, when we learn from all the other mystics, especially Eugenie von der Leyen, the things that happen at the end of our life greatly affect our eternity. They affect the direction in which we go. So even if it's the case that God has had mercy on a soul who has committed suicide, the effects of that decision can be drastic in their time in purgatory. We don't know always what they are. We don't know the remnants of what is left in their soul. So we must pray for them and especially have mercy on them through our prayers and sacrifices for them. There was this beautiful story from the documentary Purgatory, the Forgotten Church, where there was a priest who had the gift of seeing the souls in purgatory. He was assigned to a parish up in the New England area, and one of the previous pastors had committed suicide. At first, he didn't know what it was, but he learned about the history. Little by little, the soul began appearing to him, and he prayed for him, and over time, he was able to be purified and be able to enter heaven. This purification process and this prayer process for that soul was very long and very difficult. Nevertheless, this priest had mercy on that soul and persevered in praying for them. This can give us hope that if someone you love has committed suicide, do not despair in the loss of their soul. Often, they were not in full control of their will. They were in a place of mental illness. Therefore, we should hope in God's mercy and pray for their purification. Now, especially because there is so much taboo around someone who commits suicide, there's so often the case that people simply do not want to talk about this. This is a group that is often ignored. No one wants to think about it. We want to brush it away. We want to forget it ever happened. And no one wants to bring it up to the loved ones. This greatly pains our Lord Jesus. And we can give him so much consolation by caring for this group of people, by praying for these souls, praying especially for those that are being tempted by it, and those that have committed suicide for their purification if they are in purgatory, God willing. If you have made it to this part of the video, there are a few things that I want to share with you. First, I will be going on pilgrimage to Fatima in the Jubilee year of 2025 in the month of March. I will have more information down below, and here's a link to that sign up where you can get more information. We will be going for about 12 days, and the price includes the accommodation, room and board, and all the excursions that we will be doing. Also, if you are someone that is in Texas and is seeking professional counseling, you may contact me as I am an LPC. Here is my email right here. These are the insurances that I accept and I also take out of pocket. If you are outside of the state of Texas and would like life coaching from a Catholic perspective, as well as spiritual direction, or someone with a Catholic background such as I have to speak with, to share your grievances, please contact me at the following contact email. I would love to be of service to you. God bless you, and I will see you in the next one.